This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 571,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. In the U.S., more than 135,000. The number of infections globally surpasses 13 million and 3.3 million in the U.S. The White House is undercutting its most trusted coronavirus expert as President Donald Trump continues to play down the threat posed by the virus and pushes to reopen the economy before the election. Mr. Trump and other White House officials have been ramping up their attacks against Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious diseases expert, who has been sounding alarms about spiking cases. Mr. Trump suggests the severity of the pandemic that has killed more than 135,000 Americans is being overstated by critics to damage his reelection chances. The resurgence of the coronavirus in the United States has ignited fierce debate about whether to reopen schools, as global health officials warn that the pandemic will intensify unless more countries adopt comprehensive plans to combat it. Debate over the risk the virus poses were spotlighted in Florida Monday after it shattered the record among U.S. states for the largest single-day increase, with more than 15,000 newly confirmed cases. Hard-hit Miami pushed back against pressure from the governor, Ron DeSantis, and President Trump to bring students back to the classrooms next month. Officials in Los Angeles and San Diego announced that students will stick to online learning from home when school resumes next month on the scheduled period. Again, the number of people who have died globally from COVID-19 is more than 571,000.